Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness challenges and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, along with your co-host, Monica Renee, of Topics and Issues. How are you today, Monica?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Katrina?
I'm doing well. Doing well, Monica. Doing well. Okay. Well, Monica, today's show is going to be about the spiritual side of money. And as I was, you know, as I was reflecting on what would be a good show topic for our fourth week, which is always some type of focus on money management, I just thought it would be a really great idea to talk about, you know, to begin to identify, you know, what is the spiritual side of money. You know, because when we talk about money, you know, we're always talking about the facts and the figures and the logic of it, but, you know, very seldom do we talk about the emotions and the feelings and the heart when it comes to money and spending. So, you know, I thought it would be a great topic, and, you know, I hope that we can, you know, get some good dialogue.
I think that it's a good topic because, you know, a lot of people biggest burden is money, you know. So I think that you know, the spirituality side of it is a good topic to talk about today.
Okay, great. I thought that a good way to start off the show or to go through the show was to give, you know, to give a lot of definitions, because not only with money, but with anything in life, you know, if you don't understand the language, you know, if you don't understand the language of money, you know, you'll never really be a part of the conversation of money, you know, and you'll never understand fully how to empower yourself as it relates to your spending, and as it relates to your understanding of money. So I want to start off with what is spirituality? You know, the topic is the spirituality side of money or the spiritual side of money. So, you know, what is spirituality? And, you know, Monica, there are a lot of different definitions of spirituality. I don't know. Do you hear that background noise, Monica?
Can you still hear the background noise? No.
I don't hear it right now. Okay.
I had to switch my phone to a different ear because sometimes when I have it on a certain ear, people can't seem to hear me.
Okay, Monica. So what is spirituality? And for our purposes today, what I'd like to say is spirituality, it's a sacredness that each of us create. And when I think about the word sacredness, different feelings come into my mind. You know, when I think about the word sacred, words like calmness, peace, happiness, you know, come to me. So, Monica, when you think about the word, when you hear the word or think about the word sacredness, you know, what feelings come to you, you know, what thoughts come to your mind or what feelings come up in you?
The type of feelings that actually come up in me when I hear sacred is I actually feel like a sense of calmness, relaxation, fullness. Just I feel at ease.
Okay.
I feel at ease. That's the best way to describe that feeling for me, Katrina.
Okay. All right. And, you know, a lot of people associate the word sacredness with religion, you know, and you know, and it can be, definitely can be associated with religion. But, you know, as I said, it's a broad definition. It's a word that has a lot of meaning. So it's a feeling. A sacredness is something that's created by each of us. We all hold a space of sacredness, and it means something a little bit different to each of us. But it's important to understand that it does exist. You know, sacredness has to do with boundaries and limitations. When something is sacred, you know, that means that it's protected. And that it's covered, it has a covering to it. Now, my spirituality has to do with my relationship with myself. And I think that, you know, when we talk about spirituality, that a big part of spirituality does have to do with your relationship with yourself. You know, how you relate to yourself, how you feel about yourself. Also, it has to do with your relationship with others and your relationship with your higher power, that thing, that entity that's bigger than you. You know, some people call it God, some people call it the universe. You know, different people have a different label that they put on it. But spirituality, it definitely has to do with relationship. It's having a sensitivity to or a concern with non-material values. So values that aren't material, love, peace, happiness, calmness, you know, those values that that we cannot see. Real important to define what is spirituality, and three areas that that I want us to talk about specifically are self-worth and our self-esteem, and that has to do with the confidence that I have in myself or the satisfaction that I feel with who I am and where I am in my life. Self-responsibility. And self-responsibility has to do with being accountable for our actions. You know, how willing or how able am I to take responsibility for my life, for the decisions that I make in my life? You know, how willing am I to deal with the consequences of my choices? Self-responsibility. And then self-determination. And self-determination has to do with our ability to manage our own affairs, our ability to make judgments, and our ability to basically be self-reliant and to be independent. So how able am I to self-determine what I want for my life? And, you know, these three areas are really important when it comes to money.
Yes, it is. Because, Katrina, I say it all the time. I actually say all the time, I know the listeners probably hear me say a lot, you have to really be aware of self. You really have to be aware of self in order, you know, to have the self, to feel the self-worth, to, you know, have the self-esteem, you know, to have the self-responsibility. You have to really be aware of yourself and your feelings. You know, like, mm-hmm. it may take you on away for maybe a weekend. It may take you going to a quiet place, but you have to reevaluate and figure out yourself. You have to.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a process. And it's an ongoing process.
It is. It is.
You know,
it
because
is.
the person that I am now, you know, my values, my thoughts, my thought process, how I feel about certain things, you know, everything's not going to be the same 10 years from now. I don't think the same
That's
way
true.
I thought 10 years ago. You know, so,
right.
You know, we're constantly changing and hopefully we're constantly growing in those areas. And that's what's important is the self-growth. So, Monica,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's talk about what is, you know, what is money? You know, what is money?
Yes.
And, you know, say that again, Monica.
I said the meat and the potatoes.
The meat and the potatoes. You know, money, one definition of money is that it's a tool. It's a tool that we use to barter and to exchange goods and services. And we're exchanging goods and services every day. You know, we're exchanging money for services. You know, if I have a child in daycare, I pay X amount of money for a service, my child to be cared for, which is a service. You know, if I go to the dry cleaners to get my clothes cleaned, I pay X amount of money to have certain outfits cleaned. We're constantly bartering goods and services. You know, when I go to the grocery store, I pay a certain amount of money to get a certain amount of groceries. So money, you know, money is a tool. It's simply a tool. And when we talk about bartering, you know, cash, dollars is one form of money. But we barter, you know, I could say to you, Monica, well, Monica, if you, I'm willing to provide you with, you know, with six coaching services, you know, I'll coach you for six service, you know, six times, and in exchange, you know, I would like you to tutor me on different broadcasting skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another way to exchange goods and services, or to exchange money. Money is just simply a tool that we use to barter. But another way that, another definition that I like to give of money is that money is a reward. It's a reward that we receive when we help somebody solve a problem. And I remember years ago I heard an evangelist, Mike Murdock, give that definition of money, and it always stuck with me. You know, that money is a reward that I receive when I help somebody solve a problem. And I thought that was really awesome because what that said to me was, if I'm not happy with the amount of money that I'm currently making, I need to pay attention to the type of problems that I'm solving. You know, nurses get paid a certain amount of money to solve nursing problems. Plumbers get paid a certain amount of money to solve plumbing problems. You know, teachers get paid a certain amount of money to solve teaching problems. You know, where are my gifts and my skills and my talents are? You know, where do they lie? And am I solving the right kind of problems? So I thought, you know, I think that's really important to understand, you know, what is money? What is money? It's a tool. It's a tool.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. So, you know, I can tell what your values are by the way you spend your time and your money. You can tell what your values are by the way you spend your time and your money. You know, and a good question to ask yourself is, what do I spend the majority of my time doing? Because that's where some values are. When I look around my house, what kind of items do I see in my house? When I look around my house, anybody that comes in my house, they see books. So it's evident that reading and books are important to me. You know, that's where some of my values are. So, you know, it's important for us to know where our values lay. You know, what's important to us. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
you're saying that goes hand in hand. To actually
say that,
you know what your values are. Go ahead.
Say that sentence again, Monica. I didn't hear you clearly.
No, I just wanted to make sure I'm following because I don't know if the listeners know, but every week when we actually have a discussion,
mm-hmm.
I actually learn different things too. So
okay.
I was asking you, Katrina, so you're saying that the values go hand in hand? Go ahead, Katrina.
No, I want you to complete your thought, Monica.
No, I was asking you, so you're saying that knowing what your values are actually goes hand in hand with, you know, you having a spiritual side of money. It goes hand in hand with knowing what your values are?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
If a part of spirituality is about knowing yourself, if a part of your spirituality is about having a sensitivity to those things, those values that you cannot see, if spirituality deals with how you feel about yourself, how responsible you are, how self-determined you are, mm-hmm, then, you know, it's important for each of us to pay attention to where do we spend our money and where do we spend our time. Because where we spend our time and where we spend our money is a clear indication of what we value.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, how is spirituality, which spirituality has to deal with heart, how is spirituality connected to prosperity or personal wealth, which has to deal with the head? When we talk about money, we're talking about facts and figures. We're talking about logic. We're talking about, you know, money. You can see money. Money is a tangible value. You know, if I've got $5, I can see that money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If I own a house, I can see that house, and I know that house is worth X amount of dollars. So money is about, you know, the values that I can see. But you know, spirituality is about those values that I cannot see. And, you know, it's so important to become wise and to become competent about our money. And when we begin to connect our spirituality, which is our heart, our personal wealth, which is our head, when we begin to connect our head and our heart together, you know, we begin to learn new behaviors. And when we do that, when we connect our head and our heart together, it requires us to become critical thinkers. And it requires us to be able to reflect on our beliefs. And on our actions, Absolutely.
That's true. That is
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the questions becomes, what are you choosing to focus on? You know, what are you focusing on? When it comes to your heart, you know, which has to deal with your spirituality, and when it comes to your head, when we're dealing and talking about prosperity or personal wealth, what are you focusing on? Where is your focus? And I think it's important for us to learn how to change our mindset when it comes to that. And so, you know, with this being a new year, one of the things that I want to focus on is providing the our listening audience, and you too, Monica, if you choose to accept the challenge. But I want to provide our listening audience with a challenge. And the challenge is to begin to track your spending. Every day for the next 30 days, I'll challenge everyone listening to write down everything that you spend. It doesn't matter if it's 5 cents on a piece of candy, or if it's $500 on a car note, a rent, rent, mortgage, or utility bill. But when money leaves you, write it down. Start journaling your money habits. And every day that you spend money, every day deserves its own page. Now, this is important because there'll be times when you don't want to write down a purchase. And that's because, you know, when we begin to have accountability, you know, writing stuff down on paper makes us become accountable, which is that self-responsibility, you know, owning our actions, becoming accountable for our own actions. And when we begin to write down where our money is going, it makes us become accountable. And when we become accountable, feelings come up. You know,
mm-hmm.
but when feelings, if for those of us who take this challenge, when feelings begin to come up, and some of these feelings are going to feel good and some of them are not going to feel good, when these feelings begin to come up, I'm going to encourage you to identify the feelings and write down, you know, track anyway, write down how much you spent anyway. This is a great way to begin to see where your money is actually going. Now, this exercise is going to this exercise is going to require courage, patience with yourself, and a desire to want more from your life. You know, and so when we talk about the head and heart of money. When we talk about our head and our heart of money, you know, it's important for us to become good financial stewards of our money. It's important for us to begin to really know, where am I spending my money? And that's the head of the matter. But if we talk about the heart of the matter, the reality is that when I feel feelings of shame or guilt, I tend not to want to deal with it because that doesn't make me feel good. And so when I don't want to feel good and I don't want to deal with those feelings, I tend not to want to have accountability. But in order for us to become mature, mature money managers, you know, it's going to be really important for us to begin to acknowledge our feelings and track anyway. You know, write down where our money is going, no matter how it feels. So a question may be, how will this tracking exercise help me? How will this help me? And some of the ways that it will help is that you'll begin to identify feelings that come up when you spend or think about money. And some of the feelings are going to be negative. Some of the feelings are going to be positive. You know, some's going to be negative, some's going to be positive. But when we talk about the spiritual side of money, you know, we're talking about being able to, you know, being able to being able to get honest with where we are in our life, and being honest about where it is that we want to go, and really having the courage to ask the question, you know, what steps do I have to take in order to make it happen? When we can get honest about our money behaviors and identify and question our beliefs about money, then we can begin to mature and walk towards a freedom that will not only affect our finances, but every other area of our life as well. And I think that's something really important that I want to say about journaling and beginning to track your spending, which is a habit and a tool that we're beginning to use in order to become more accountable with our money. And this is a principle, you know, another principle of life. When I can begin to account for where my money is going, then I can change my life. But the only way that, you know, the only way that I'll begin to know where my values are is for me to begin to track where I'm spending my time and where I'm spending my money. And if I don't like what I'm seeing, I have an opportunity to change it, to change my mindset. If I'm not accomplishing the goals that I want in my life, you know, I have an opportunity to do something different. But it's hard to identify it when I'm not writing it down.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I was going to say that's true, because once you start writing, you actually see what it is you're doing. So.
Absolutely. So that is the challenge that I want to leave our listening audience with today. Yep. So anything that you'd like to add to that, Monica?
I said I agree with you 100%, Katrina, and like I said, I'm learning as we go.
Okay.
I am learning as we go, and I am going to take you up on that challenge, Katrina, and see what difference it makes.
And what feelings come up, because I guarantee you feelings are going to start to come up, you know, and when we talk about self-esteem, self-responsibility, self-determination, we're talking about how we feel about, I'm sorry, that's my computer, we're talking about how I feel about myself, you know, and the more I can begin to identify my feelings, accept my feelings, and challenge my feelings, the more I'm able to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make a comment that, you know, a lot of times that's where coaching comes in, because coaching teaches people how to dig into their authenticity. You know, it teaches people to reach inside their self to figure out, who am I? Coaching helps people learn how not to be afraid to march to the beat of a different drum, a different drummer, you know, and it helps people to let go of fear and to accept, you know, to learn and accept who they are, to develop their self-esteem, you know, to develop self-responsibility in different areas of their life, you know, which is really cool. So that is the challenge that you know, that that we want to offer to our listening audience today. So, anything you want to add to that, Monica?
I agree with you, Katrina. Well said.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that you are taking the challenge. And I, even though I've done this a million times, I am going to take the challenge as well. Mm-hmm. So, Monica, we're going to bring this edition of Positively Affirmative to a close. And my computer. We want to thank you. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you with information, education, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and consciousness, challenges, and solutions. If you like our show, tell a friend and spread the good news. If you have topic ideas that you'd like to hear about, please email us at kjones@prosperitylifecoach.com. Please join us next week, next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, along with your co-host, Monica Renee, of Topics and Issues. And I'd also like to invite you to join Monica Renee on every other Thursday, which this Thursday will be another edition of Topics and Issues. And Monica, if you could give us, let us know how we can tune in to your show, that would be awesome.
Okay, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, it's Topics and Issues with Monica Renee. And then I'll give you guys some more information when you actually tune in to Topics and Issues.
All right, everybody. We are wishing you a great week. All right, Monica, have a great week.
You too, Katrina. Have a productive week, everybody.
Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.